From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN backs a new unity government for Libya. The Security Council Wednesday unanimously gave its backing to the new Libyan unity government agreed to last week. The council urged all UN members to fully support the accord. Matthew Rykoff is the British permanent representative to the United Nations.
We welcome the process now underway to move to the formation of that government of national accord in the coming weeks, and we ask the UN Secretary General's special representative to continue his efforts to drive forward progress to this end.
The British-sponsored resolution called on the new Libyan Presidency Council to follow through on plans to form a new government within 30 days while also making arrangements for its own security. Amnesty International Wednesday said Russian bombings in Syria have killed at least 200 civilians in Homs, Idlib, and Aleppo provinces. The rights group said the Russian airstrikes have hit houses and hospitals in areas where no fighters or military targets were nearby. A Russian defense ministry spokesman denied the amnesty allegations. Iraqi troops close in on Islamic State fighters in Ramadi. The troops are trying to retake the city, which they lost 7 months ago to the Islamic State group. In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterterrorism unit pushed toward the government complex in Ramadi, the capital of Iraq's Anbar province. Villagers in northeastern Nigeria say Cameroonian troops searching for Boko Haram militants Sunday killed about 70 civilians. According to witnesses, the soldiers entered the Borno state village of Kirawa Jimni and asked where the Boko Haram militants were hiding and then began shooting. Many villagers ran to escape the gunfire. This is VOA News.